This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on what will be a swell, a fine, a fabulous hour. And if you're just starting the day, hello, welcome to Tuesday, August the 27th. This is the DJV program with all the stars aligned. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The Dougster is here. Kara is off. Have a story about Adam, who's at the controls. We'll tell that story later on. Or he'll tell his own story, because it's a pretty interesting story, in fact. Speaking of interesting stories, Jennifer, there's always an interesting, compelling aardvark in politics, and today's aardvark is Joe Biden. I guess actually both there are stories and stars lined up about the Joester and then the Trumpster. So let's do Joe Biden first.
There's always that, right?
That's always, yes, right. We always can rely or fall back on that. And since you weren't around yesterday, we have to do a little catch-up here on the whatever the Trump train is bringing into town. First, Joe Biden, he got bitten by a mosquito, right?
Well, no, but this just made me laugh because he was out on the campaign trail defending himself, and his state of mind while he was speaking to supporters in New Hampshire.
Adam, can you give us a little more volume on Jennifer? That would be a good thing. All right, keep going, Jen.
All right, I'll give myself a little more, too. How about that? Joe Biden was in a place called Loon Lake when he defended his ability to New Hampshire.
Oh, Loon Lake. It's so.
When he defended his inability to remember just where he was and where he'd spoken. And for some reason, that headline makes me laugh because, you know, I'm easy. Loon Lake is kind of funny. But Joe Biden, quite seriously, is seeming to have a few problems. Over the weekend, he did not quite know if he was in New Hampshire or in Vermont. He was talking about what a lovely state Vermont is, which it is, except Joe Biden was actually in New Hampshire. And that followed a day on Friday where he was talking about President Obama, asking the crowd what would happen if President Obama had been assassinated. It's quite the strange weekend for Joe Biden, who is now seeing some of the polls tighten up a little bit. And this is unusual. You know, the media goes crazy and says, oh, it's because he's losing it. He's losing support. But really what's happening is that people are seeing more serious candidates emerge, and the polls are tightening, and that should be expected. Joe Biden is still doing pretty well for where he is in the polling, but Elizabeth Warren is actually beating him in one Monmouth University poll. She's tied with Bernie Sanders, also beating Joe Biden. So he's feeling the tightening as he's making some of these gaffes on the campaign trail. A lot of people are blaming his age, but Joe Biden has always made gaffes. I don't blame his age for that. It's just who he is.
Yep.
And people sometimes think it's charming, and then when it gets to be overwhelming, they go, is he all right? apology came in Loon Lake, New Hampshire yesterday.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area, by the way, that whole part of New Hampshire. Some parts of New Hampshire are really sweet and fine, great vacation spots, great places for a lot of family activities. Loon Mountain is one of them. It's really, the water in the lake is warm. The mountain is kind of inviting. It's just a cool place if you haven't been. If you're still looking for a place for a vacay, you got about a month and a half there before
you can get in.
Get cold. No, before you get cold.
His quote from this event was, I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts. He even had his brain surgeon out saying that Joe Biden is fine. His brain is 100% healthy, and he's doing okay.
Yeah. Send him over to Sarah's
camp. Brittany was like 21 when she was in the wrong state, right? And she got booed by the crowd.
Yeah.
That happens to a lot of people in the room.
Nobody has any.
Mick Jagger didn't know if he'd ever been to the Rose Bowl the other night. He goes, oh, it's great to be back in Pasadena. I think we've been here before. He didn't know.
The problem is that everybody is an expert. Nobody can take any criticism. Everybody has a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's an expert. Go get lost. Therefore, what's the old expression? He who lives in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
I think that perhaps that goes for not only Biden, but for the people who don't like Trump as well. And anything in life where you're so impatient or you're so great or you're so smart, you're better than everybody else. No, you're not.
That always comes back to haunt you.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point.
All right. So speaking of things that haunt folks, the whole business with the Iranian president, Jennifer, Rouhani and Trump, I would bet would have a good meeting because there are a lot of the same things going on in both countries, whether either or both of them want to admit to it or not. I noticed that President Macron told reporters that Rouhani is there. He came and went right into a meeting, apparently, yesterday with all of the G7. Trump said he knew that he was coming. And then now there's a need for...
It was actually the foreign minister from Iran that
so
came
to... What that's my question, Jennifer, or to anybody, Victoria. What authority does he have under the circumstances? Because everybody seems to bow down literally and figuratively to the wishes of the Ayatollah, and Rouhani and the Ayatollah are most of the time not on the same page.
Yeah, so, I think... In any case, this is kind of good news, and the unfortunate thing is that just a couple of hours ago, the Iranian president said that he wouldn't meet with Donald Trump, which I think is too bad, because the foreign minister came to the G7 over the weekend. He, I guess, had met with Emmanuel Macron in Paris on Friday.
So Trump said he was okay for the meeting, but Rouhani said he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So the foreign minister comes to Paris on Friday, meets with Macron. Macron talks to Trump at the G7 and says, look, thinking about bringing this guy. He shows up. The media goes crazy thinking that Trump's just going to leave the G7. Well, no, Macron and Trump had actually talked about it. Now, they didn't meet there, but Trump said, look, I'd be willing to meet with Rouhani. He's been saying that all along, though. He's been very consistent about wanting to talk this out and to start meetings and to try to get on the same page with Iran. And so the foreign minister took that back to Rouhani, who then said, nope, not going to meet with them until sanctions are lifted. So that's
kind of
where the buck stops. Yeah. And we can't lift the sanctions. We won't.
No. All right. So next on the Trump agenda here, the administration seems to be looking to open a consulate in Greenland. You know, people have laughed about this, but there seems to be more seriousness to the Greenland thing than once met the ear. I didn't know we didn't have a consulate in Greenland, frankly, but the idea of having Greenland as a state or a protectorate or something is not only about minerals but apparently and the air base, but there are a couple of other reasons, Jennifer. It seems I don't know whether either or both of you looked into this. Why now? Is it coincidence that we'd open a consulate in Greenland now? Or is there some other motivation that follows through on what the discussions have been the last couple of weeks about?
Well, don't forget, Harry Truman wanted to buy Greenland.
Yes,
And everybody laughed when Trump said, oh, I want to buy Greenland. Well, Senator Tom Cotton on Monday wrote an op-ed for the New York Times, and he said that the United States is not the only country that's interested in Greenland, that China wants it. That could be a real problem because they know about the economic potential that could be there. They also know that America wants to build a Navy base there and that they'd want to build airports there. And so people always, you know, immediately, because they're critics of Trump, go, oh, well, how stupid, he wants to buy Greenland. Oh, he just wants to take over the world. Oh. But no, there's actually really big things.
Just like that. Wait a minute.
He's going to put a hotel up, that's for sure. Yeah. He wants to do this. It's just all about his hotel. I mean, if I could have a dime for everything.
Did he say he wanted to put a hotel up there, too?
No, there was a meme. There's a meme going around that is about a hotel there.
I didn't see the meme. I'm just saying, from my personal opinion, I'm sure there's going to be a hotel there, too.
I think when he's
no longer in office, there are going to be hotels popping up in North Korea, Greenland, all these places that he mentions. He's a real estate guy. He knows waterfront property is the number one diminishing asset on the planet. So
I think it's absurd to think that he's like in there profiting from being president. He's losing money from being president. Right now he's losing money from being president.
I mean, there's all kinds of things can happen.
And not only that, irritating enough people that who knows what his business is going to be like after he gets out. He could be completely shut down and nobody would know. So he's taking a risk on his own personal fortune to do what I think he thinks is the right thing. And people dismiss him because they think he's silly and he doesn't make sense. Well, now you have someone who is a very serious senator, Tom Cotton, saying, no, the president's actually right. And the United States would do well having Greenland, not only for its minerals and for its natural riches, but for the fact that strategically we could use this and we need something in this area to protect against China.
It's too bad we always have to think about it.
Isn't the big problem that it's not for sale? Haven't we been shut down already?
Everything's for sale, Victoria. Everything, anything and everything is for sale. It just that's the way the world is. Enough money gets put on the table, and it's enough for us at this point. It's all funny money. We just keep borrowing money. Like, what's the consequence? It's becoming nonsensical. So money, maybe we do need to go to Bitcoin because the way we're spending money and the value
that's
of money.
That's not a good investment.
Well, I'm just saying
Bitcoin's
at the moment.
Bitcoin's a disaster right now.
But the whole economy, the whole thing is a disaster. Borrowing this kind of money is not going to go anywhere good. It just isn't. Somehow or other, we're going to have to do something about the value of the currency. Anyway, that's off the focus on Greenland. So, anyway, where does it stand now? What's the next move?
I mean, there is really no. I mean, I don't know what the next move would be. Somebody with a bigger brain and more insight than I have would need to figure out what the next step is. But the point is that someone who actually is considered to be serious, I guess, people listened to Tom Cotton came out and said, stop laughing at this idea. People were just making it into fodder for late night shows that this is some wacky idea from Trump because, you know, he says this is a real thing that we could benefit from. And it's not like it's unheard of. We bought Alaska from Russia. Yeah. We bought the U.S. Virgin Islands. People at sometimes territories are sold because of these things.
Louisiana Purchase. Hello, remember? Ding, 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 ding. That's how that central part of the country took place.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. President Trump, one final thing, challenging a court decision that said he was violating the First Amendment by blocking critics on his public Twitter account. I don't know if it's a private...
If you're a public account, you're not allowed... The ruling was, if you're a public account, you're not allowed to block...
based on what?
To block people who disagree with you.
Right.
Anybody
who disagrees with him, he blocks them on Twitter. And
AOC got in trouble for the same thing. It's pretty across the board. Like, if you have a public account, you can't shut people down because it's their freedom of speech to tell you what they think.
Well, I mean, you have to look at it. I guess as much as anything else.
Well, but he's blocking people, so he just shouldn't look at it.
I don't get that. I thought that Twitter was a private entity.
No, everything that he tweets from POTUS and from real Donald Trump or whatever his other thing is, that all goes into the Library of Congress. Every single tweet will live forever. Exactly.
63 million followers and 44,000 tweets he's done. All right, let's tweet, let's talk, let's think about what will build your excitement every night before you go to bed. Or when you get into bed. You want to be excited? How about the zippered covers that they have for their pillows? Yeah, there's all kinds of inside. I just got these covers. You know about the mites and the things that crawl around your covers? Two good reasons to buy my pillows are that you can wash them and dry them. That gets rid of the mites and the bugs and the things that crawl around inside your pillow. And also your sheet. You should really change the sheets, wash the pillows, wash the pillow cases, and those zippered covers. You ladies all have zippered covers on your pillows?
Oh, yeah.
So that you keep out.
Sure.
And on my mattress and pillows.
Yep. You got to keep them clean, clear through, and deodorized, too. The new technology allows you to do that very quickly. There are all kinds of things that you can read about and experience. And by the way, you know, the folks at MyPillow will finance anything you buy over $200. They'll finance it for you. I don't know if you knew that or not. All kinds of specials going on for another week. The Labor Day specials are there. The thank you specials at MyPillow.com. Save up to 65%. Like you save $60 off the cost of the body pillow. Use the promo code DJV. DJV. 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and save money with the DJV code. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
MTV Music Awards are not my cup of tea, as I discovered watching it last night. It just didn't do anything for me, except the beginning. I managed to see Taylor Swift, and I'm looking around at all the reviews. You watch that, Victoria? I'm figuring both of you.
I don't have MTV, so I wasn't able to watch it.
I taped it. It was on a little too late for me.
Was it? She apparently killed it. She was very... Everybody
she opened with two songs, yeah.
Yeah, she was very...
I saw people tweeting about it and filming from the audience. She looked great. I love her new album. Really, really liking it.
But she seemed to have a lot of enthusiasm. That was one of the things that was remarked about by one of the people that reviewed the show that I'm looking at. I was looking at about a half hour or so ago. She just seemed to have it all together, which is why she's a star, I guess, much as anything else. So now, with Taylor Swift in the focus, SNL is starting its new season off with an A-list crop of hosts and musical guests. The announcement was made that Woody Harrelson and Billie Eilish will host
Eilish.
And perform.
Billie Eilish.
Eilish.
Yeah.
Okay. Eilish.
No, it's a girl. Her too. Like
Jennifer,
Holiday.
You don't know
Billie
who she
Eilish.
Is, really.
Oh, God,
so
no.
If nobody knows who she is, what's the big appeal? What do we need to know about her, Victoria? Billie Eilish?
She's huge right now. She's 17. She's been recording since
she was
about 14.
Oh, okay. All right.
We talked about her last week.
2 weeks ago. Okay, so Woody Harrelson and Ms. Eilish are going to host and perform on the premiere at the end of September, followed by Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Taylor Swift on October the 5th. October 12th's episode features Stranger Things star David Harbour as the host and Camila Cabello as the musical guest. Oh, is that pretty good, huh, Victoria?
Nope, wrong. But keep going.
Everybody knows what I mean. Kristen Stewart will... I at least know who I'm talking about.
I know.
A lot of people say Doug Steven. They look at my name and I don't get all worked up about it. So there we go. Anyway, Kristen Stewart is going to host the November 2nd episode. Eddie Murphy is going to host December 21st. But the musical
act. That's going to be interesting. The Eddie Murphy thing.
Well, he's,
because he hasn't been back on SNL in a very, very long time since he was a cast member.
Yeah.
So this is like, I don't know, at least 15 years, maybe 20 coming back.
Yeah.
And
that
kind of also might mark the rebirth of his stand-up career as well.
Yeah.
There are rumors that he's going to do stand-up for Netflix.
Make a lot of money. What is he, $50 million? Didn't we hear that?
Probably, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Well, didn't Ellen get like that kind of dough, and somebody else got a lot of dough for doing
Dave Chappelle
stand-up.
Got a Chappelle, big right. chunk for three specials. Ellen yeah. did one.
Yeah, right. Taylor Swift will be on SNL for the third time. All right, so that's that story, updating you on the musical guests and the and how well the MTV Awards went last night. In other musical news, Rihanna is now in our focus. If you've ever dreamed of being front row at one of her fashion shows, here's your chance, as long as you're an Amazon Prime Video subscriber. Rihanna announcing that the second annual Savage Fenty show will stream exclusively on Amazon the 20th of next month. She said, quote, I couldn't be more excited. Everyone will have full access to the Savage Fenty show. Okay, so why is it called? I'll buy this Savage Fenty. What?
Fenty is her the name of her brand. That's her actual last name. She's
oh, okay.
Robin Fenty is her real name. And so Savage is just, that's her lingerie brand that has,
I got it.
You know, like her beauty brand, her lingerie brand has just blown up for its inclusivity and for just body positivity. It's really,
okay.
This is
going to
be one of the hottest shows at Fashion Week for sure.
Right. Okay. The Amazon Prime Video special is also giving subscribers a behind-the-scenes look at exactly how this year's show came together through Rihanna's eyes, served as executive producer for this documentary. Fashion Experience will also cooperatively take place during New York Fashion Week. Amazon head Jennifer Selke says Rihanna has reinvented the idea of what fashionable lingerie should be for a global customer. The brand authentically reflects empowering statements of inclusivity. That's pretty much what you said, right? So that's
yep.
the Rihanna story
mm-hmm.
on the upfront for her line. 28 after here on the DJB program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he'd be willing to meet with the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, if the circumstances are right. He said so at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the end of the G7 summit. The president saying that Iran has tremendous potential if it would simply end its nuclear ambitions. Tropical storm Dorian continues to threaten parts of the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Dave Warren of Miami's CBS TV affiliate says a lot could change in the next few days, though, and the southeast U.S. needs to stay alert.
Even if it does lose some of that intensity moving over Haiti and the Dominican Republic, it's then going over some...
Are Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tuesday, August 27th on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air. Adam, fellow named Adam. I don't even know what your last name is. What's your last name?
Carluccio.
I love that. Say that it again. One.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Adam, that's pretty hot. Let's hear it again.
He is never going to get that one. Ever.
I got to get into character. Hold on. Let me get into character. It's Carluccio.
Oh, wow. We're going to keep Adam.
Adam has a interesting resume and repertoire. He actually opens for Lady Antebellum. Do you know that, Jennifer?
I did not. I love country music.
He's got a lot of... So explain what you do in your other life. You're very helpful. You've done a good job here filling in for Kara. A little too glib sometimes, but other than that, you're okay. What is the other thing that you do? It's very interesting.
Well, thanks, Doug. No, I appreciate it. My name is DJ Lucio on stage, and that's what I do. I'm like one of the top East Coast, you know, DJs for events and weddings. And it's not Lady Antebellum, but close. It's Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay. with Morgan Wallen. I'm their VIP tent pre-show DJ. I get the crowd hyped before they go into the stadium. I make them sure that they go in as a contingency, all ready to party. I get backstage passes. Like, this has been a blast. It's a dream come true.
Really? What, being here or being there?
Well, yeah, no, working this show with you three, and then I also get to go do fun concert stuff on the weekends.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting. How old are you?
I'm 35, and I never thought I'd be a DJ. Like, I grew up playing all kinds of instruments. I play all the instruments in a band, and then I just kept doing things and pushing.
Isn't it interesting how the concept changed? My career as a radio person started as a disc jockey. But the whole connotation of DJ today has a different flavor to it than it did when I was your age. Well, by the time I was your age, I was, 74. I was about your age when I started doing talk. And but the 10 years before that, I was playing music. But when I hear disc jockey today, I can't, but seeing somebody up on a pedestal, at a dance floor or some concert or something, it's the same kind. You're taking music and you're blending it, right? Isn't that what you have to do? The music and blend?
You're mixing it, sure. But what I do, honestly, is just entertain the crowd. I'm just dancing. I'm playing air bass. I'm having a blast back there. Like, have you ever been to a wedding, Doug, where the DJ was terrible? I mean, it's rough.
Yeah.
I got to have fun or else nobody
Let's put it this way. I've never been to a wedding where the DJ was even tolerable.
Oh, no.
So.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no.
I did weddings when I was a kid, Victoria. I did a pretty good job, actually, because I knew the music.
DJ Dougie Fresh?
It was DJ Dougie Fresh, yes. That's exactly who it was. DJ Dougie Fresh.
So.
Yeah, but mostly it was a different kind of a crowd, different era. But I just thought it was worth you have that interesting background. And I thought, didn't you do something else, too? Didn't I hear that you did something beside that as a as an entertainer? Or is that it?
Isn't that enough?
Listen, that's only on late Saturday nights, and I can't talk about that on air.
Okay, all right. So now you've overplayed your part. It's Victoria.
What, a little magic mic humor?
Yeah, different terminology, different way of referring to mics. It's the fires that people are talking about, Victoria, down in the Amazon. I thought it was interesting that a lot of the G7 leaders have been talking about this at their summit in France. So what have they come up with?
Well, the leaders of the G summit in France have actually pledged $22 million in aid to the Amazon. However, the latest update on that is they've rejected it. So Brazil says that they are going to reject the offer of $20 million in aid. Well, because they feel, and this is the quote that came from the president, but it came from Bolsonaro's press secretary. They said that if they accepted the money, it would be the idea of creating an international alliance to save the Amazon, and it would be treating Brazil like a, quote, colony or no man's land. And so they basically are saying Brazil is a democratic nation, free, and never had colonial or imperialistic practices, which might be the objective of President Macron, who kind of has, organized all of this aid. Essentially, to me, Bolsonaro is such a crook, and he intentionally set fire to the Amazon, and this is just a way to have no oversight. If you accept money from around the world, because the rest of the world is deeply concerned that we're losing the Amazon at a rapid pace, so he basically he doesn't want to have anyone controlling what he wants to do with the Amazon. I think, to me, this is an incredibly distressing signal that we are never going to really get through to this guy. All the bad press that he's gotten over the last week, it seemed like he was going to, send some troops in, put out the fires, but I don't see that happening now, and I think this is going to end up being a global conflict.
Isn't there something that can be done that just usurps his power?
What's
he going to do? Shoot down the planes that come in to put the fire out?
Who knows?
Well, Brazil
knows?
Is a representation.
This guy
South
is a
America.
Crackpot, so
there's a deeper problem other than, we can call people names. He is a crackpot.
But anyone with common sense, though, is what I'm saying, would have either accepted the money or come up with a different plan.
But it is indicative of what's going on. South America has been asleep for centuries. And now it has been, when I say that, it's been unto itself. Most other than Colombia nobody really knows much about because of the drug stuff. Nobody knows much. Lately, more attention been paid to Venezuela, and then there's people paying more attention to Peru. I was there last year. It's coming. You can see it's going through growing pains. Politics in most of these countries is extraordinarily corrupt. There have been five presidents in 4 years in Peru because they all are so corrupt. And the same is true in Brazil. Chile is a little bit better, but not a whole lot. Argentina is still corrupt. Argentina has been corrupt since the days of the Nazis. The Nazis bought their way into Argentina to escape the trials in Europe. Many, many, hundreds and So for a buck, most of the leaders, it's because they've been sort of sheltered and out of the limelight for whatever the reason. Now it's coming of age for a lot of different reasons. There's some places in Brazil and all those countries, Peru, Chile, that are fabulous, just wonderful places to visit. And so they've become victims of their own success. They're trying to cultivate tourism, but when you have tourism, people come from other countries and they stumble into stuff like this. It's good and it's bad. The world is not going to let this go on, Victoria. This will stop.
I certainly hope not. 20% of the planet's oxygen comes from the Amazon, so I hope not.
Well, you heard yesterday, Jennifer, we had a conversation about how to deal with that. There's a proposal for farmers to grow more and more, have the way to fix the problems. Well, obviously put the fire out or not have the fire.
Sure.
But in general, we have more challenges when it comes to the air we breathe. And there's a fabulous proposal that I'll go through with you at some point in time if you want me to. It's worth repeating on the air. I'm not going
to
do it
to
now.
Get farmers to... Thing.
Farmers to grow. We have a farm program
that
basically encourages farmers. It's a way to save the farm world, which we need to do, and a way to save the planet or the air in the planet. It's a very good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that came from Jay Inslee, Jen.
Inslee.
Doug told me about that yesterday, and I know he was big on climate change during the debates, and that was really his only issue. But it sounds like it's a really solid plan.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Today, my plan is to kiss as many people as possible, or maybe have them kiss me, because today is Kiss Me Day, known also as First Kiss Day. It commemorates Popeye's first kiss with olive oil. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to talk about Popeye and olive oil. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. I live in a garbage can. Toot, toot. I eat all my spinach and fight to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. But you didn't know I could sing that song. That's the theme from the Popeye cartoons. Do you know that, ladies?
I did know that. I used to love Popeye.
The Sailor Man, yeah. And he loves olive oil. First
on the local affiliate. And maybe this was all the way across the country. Do you remember the guy who would introduce them, Tom? Was it Tom Hatch? Was that his name? And he would draw with a crayon.
I don't remember his name, but I remember the crayon bit. Yes.
Yeah, and he would draw all the characters. And I remember as a kid wanting to draw like that, so I'd peel the paper off of all my crayons because I thought that would help me draw like he did. Yeah, it didn't.
Really? Well, but you paid attention anyway. Mm-hmm. So the first kiss between Popeye and olive oil occurred on August 27, 1929, on the comic strip. On December the 19th, 1919, E.K. Segar began the comic strip Thimble Theater in the New York Journal, which starred olive oil and Harold Ham Gravy. It wasn't until January 17, 1929 that Popeye, the spinach-loving sailor, made his debut. After olive oil accidentally kissed Popeye instead of Harold in the August comic, they became romantically involved. Popeye made his screen debut, you may remember, in 1933 with Popeye the Sailor Man. It was a film short, marked the first appearance of the song, Popeye the Sailor Man. This was followed by the series Popeye the Sailor, which ran through 1942. Other TV shows were produced off and on. I remember Popeye as a kid. And then there was that film with Robin Williams, who starred as Popeye, and I think it was 1980 in that vicinity. So, shall I sing it again or not? Yes or no? Up or down? Thumbs up.
I'm cool.
With it or not with it?
Okay. I think without it.
Really?
All right, let's have it. Come on.
Killjoys. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. Let me see if I can do that better. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. No, that doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
Is there a better one?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on in sports, shall we?
Nope.
No. I don't. Anybody following the first week of the football season? What's the big story?
The big news is Andrew Luck retiring.
Yeah. The shots that people are taking at him, he signed up and then he quit, right? Isn't that the story?
Well, I think he thought he was going to come back, and then he just had second thoughts. I think he was really up in his head about it because he
29.
Had... Yeah, but he had a lot of injuries, and he just said he couldn't do it to himself anymore. So,
yeah.
And the sad thing is that I think he made that decision for himself, and the fans were ticked. They were booing him off the field after
Why?
The announcement was made public.
He's a good quarterback.
Well, what happened was Adam Schefter actually broke the news during a preseason game. So the team was on the field. The fans all got the notifications on their phone. So Andrew Luck didn't even have a chance to get into the locker room. He had just made a deal with the ownership group to not they agreed to not take any money back, even though he would retire. They were on the hook for like $29 million they could have recouped for
so
him.
So he keeps it.
So he gets
he
to keep it
though?
In hopes that
really?
They're hoping that he'll come back in a few years and come back
didn't
to the Colts.
Somebody just come back. It sounds like you know what's going on in the world of football. Didn't somebody just come back this season that had been off for a while? Didn't I read that somewhere? You don't know what Adam, but I'm not a fan. I don't like football because I think it's way too dangerous and it's way too celebrated. Last Friday night, I was in central Pennsylvania, and I went to a football game with my friend Jim Troja. Jennifer, you remember?
Of Jimmy. Course.
I spent the night there on Friday night. We visited. Had a great visit. He's the president of Juniata College. And his son was on the football. He's the quarterback for the high school football team. And so, you know, he remembers all too well all of the... No, he was vice president of Heidelberg when I was on the board of trustees there. And I started a big brouhaha about football. And that basically cost me my seat on the board of trustees. But I still stuck to my guns and I've been talking about it. And frankly, I was right. But I was the first person to start talking about it. And Jimmy loves football. And he's a big proponent of it, and so that's probably the only thing we ever seriously disagreed on. And so to rub salt in the wounds, he says, meet me at the, because I got into town about 8 o'clock, he said, meet me at the football stadium and we'll watch the rest of the game. And I chuckled, I said, you really want me to show up at a football game? He said, yeah, we'll have a good time. So he did, but the reason I bring it up is because...
It's a glutton for punishment.
It is such a, it's the Midwest, in these high school towns, everybody in town was there. I mean, talk about thousands of people at this high school football game. Yes.
But it is interesting, going back to Andrew Luck for a second, it is interesting that Gronk was able to walk away and kind of celebrated at 29 to walk away, or 20, however old Gronk is. But, you know, Andrew Luck definitely has been... They're sports hosts that have been benched because they went after him too hardly.
A couple of them here.
Do you think psychological, though? Psychologically, Gronk, we knew he was going to retire. He's accident-prone. He retired at the end of a season. Andrew Luck came back, did training camp.
Yeah, he didn't do it the right way, I guess.
Gave expectations that he was going to play for the season, and he didn't.
Yeah. All right, Jen, you got a few seconds for a couple of highlights from TV tonight.
All right, well, if you like the Brady Bunch, there is a Brady Bunch themed Chopped tonight on Food Network. You can get that at 9 o'clock. And Bachelor in Paradise, new tonight on ABC. The semifinals of Bring the Funny on NBC at 10. It starts off with America's Got Talent. They're getting close to the finale, NBC at 8.
10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJB program. Doug with Victoria now, and a focus on some of the technology news of the day. DoorDash finally detailing changes in its tipping policy. You'll have to carry it from there, Victoria. DoorDash, what is DoorDash? I've heard
DoorDash
of it,
is the largest. DoorDash has now enveloped Uber Eats, and you know when you order delivery from a restaurant, DoorDash is the largest.
I've heard
company.
Of DoorDash, which is a gene line, right?
From the 70s, yes. That's very relevant, yes. So DoorDash is the largest delivery company in the country right now. So they have Grubhub and I think Caviar they just added. They're going around and picking up and seamless all these little regional companies that deliver food from restaurants without the restaurants actually having to do it. So this is a separate company. You sign on to the app, you order from whatever restaurant they work with, which is usually pretty it's a pretty extensive list. And so then your Dasher, that's the name of your delivery person, they show up, you give them a tip, and then that's it. But it turns out that the tip that you're leaving for your Dasher wasn't actually going to them. The company was using that money that is supposed to be a tip. The company was using that to actually pay their base wages. And customers went berserk over this. This was completely unfair. People did not agree with that practice at all. Now, finally, DoorDash has detailed changes to its controversial tipping policy, and so the company's CEO is a guy named Tony Chu, and so he says that they are now going to raise the base minimum base pay, which they're going to increase it from $1 to $2. Now, that has the potential to be up as much as $10 per delivery, depending on where, you know, how long it takes to drive to where you are and the desirability of the delivery job, things like that. So it's not a huge increase for the drivers, but it is something. And they also said all of the tips that you now add to your Dasher will actually go on top of the base pay. It will not be a part of it. So, in another shift, DoorDash also said they're soon going to give customers the option to leave tips both before and after the delivery is made rather than just before. Because right now, you have to leave the tip when you make the order. And so if something goes wrong, or if your food is cold, or if your driver ate half your burger...
You mean on the charge card?
Yes, it goes on, yeah, to, on the app. Yes, you already have paid for everything, including the tip in advance. And that's one thing that I'm actually really happy they're doing, because I've had some sketchy delivery issues happen, and I'd rather have the option to give the tip after the fact. And so a lot of workers for DoorDash have been very vocal about this. Uber and Lyft, the same thing, and Postmates, because they're independent contractors. So none of them have any of the benefits of being a full-time employee. There's no minimum wage. There's no overtime, no workers' comp, no unemployment insurance, no paid sick leave or on-the-job expenses. So that's probably not going to change. Uber and Lyft, I don't see them changing their policy to actually have employees, but at least for DoorDashers now, they're going to get their tips.
You know, I really think that it's assumptive to give people a tip before the service is provided. I don't do it. I never do. When people ask me, nah. All right, Harley Davidson looking to develop a line of e-bicycles. Let's figure that out.
The Geek Out.
We've been hearing rumors for about a year now that Harley Davidson was going to release something very unusual, and now we know what that is. Bicycles. Electric bicycles, to be specific. Yes, the American manufacturer, famous for their large, loud, gas-sucking motorbikes, has embraced battery power. Remember, Harley Davidson recently released the Livewire, their electric motorcycle, but this is an actual bicycle for all ages and no leather jacket required. There appear to be three different models being considered, and from what we see, they look like pretty traditional city bikes. We don't have a release date or pricing, but we've posted what we do know about the Harley Davidson bicycles on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, what else we have there, Victoria?
Well, Apple's new credit card is pretty much a mess. They have a new titanium credit card. It's all white. It looks like an Apple store. There are no numbers on it, just a little chip and an Apple logo. However, they keep warning people that it can't touch certain fabrics like leather, denim, or anything that could, like keys, anything that can damage the card. Apparently, even though it is titanium, it gets scratched very easily. So they say you have to store your Apple card in a pocket or a bag without loose change or anything else that could possibly scratch it up. Only soft materials, so good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that is right. Good job. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, DJV Time 59 after the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.